How's it going, family? This is the 2 Minutes of Vic podcast. I'm your host, Victor Salcido, and today we are talking about money, and more specifically, the 3 M's of money that you should know. What are the 3 M's? I'm glad you asked. The 3 M's are make it, manage it, and multiply it. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time, so you don't have to skip back 10 seconds. Make it, manage it, and multiply it. And we'll break that down for you right now. So when it comes down to money, there's a statistic that says that, now I forget the actual like percentage as far as percentage of Americans that will have X amount of dollars come through their hand in their lifetime. So I forget the percentage, but there's a large percentage of people that belong to this statistic of, you know, basically there's a lot of people in America that will have $2 million come and go out of their hands in their lifetime, right? So, for example, let's just say somebody lives to be, 60 years old, right? Let's just say they live, you know, a short life, right? So if they were to have $2 million come in and out of their hands in a lifetime, right? And their lifetime is 60 years. That's only $33,000 a year, you know? So like on the surface, like when you hear that like statistic of like a large majority of Americans will have $2 million come in and out of their hands in their lifetime, we have to be realistic and realize that that's only about 33 grand, you know, 33 grand a year, what we're talking about, 40 grand before taxes, right? Like, for example, I think I just did the math on this. Like, to make, like, 33 grand a year, you'd have to make, like, $20 an hour. Something like that. 20 bucks an hour is about 30 grand a year. Maybe a little bit more. You'd have to fact check me on that. But, yeah, so large majority of people are going to have about $2 million come and go out of their hands in their lifetime, right? So what does that tell us, right? Number one, it tells us that a large majority of Americans aren't good at making money, right? Now, you probably thought I was going to go straight into like manage money mode, right? But I'm going to stop on make money mode for a second. When it comes down to, you know, you realizing and understanding and having self-awareness of your goals, your aspirations, you know, what you want to get out of life, right? You actually have to, like, really plan out and determine what kind of income you would need to live the life that you want, right? So if we're focusing on make it, it's like, okay, how much money do you need to make a year? Well, I think the deeper question is, how much money would you have to make a year to align with your lifestyle goals, right? So, for example, let's just say that you want to travel. Okay, you want to go overseas. You want to go across country, around America, up north, Mexico, South America. You want to stay local. You want to travel beyond. You want to go live in Taiwan for 3 months. Like, let's just say you want to travel, right? What you would literally do is, you know, in a year, figure out how much you want to travel, right? I want to travel 3 months out of an entire year. Now, 3 months might be the equivalent to, you know, I don't know, like going somewhere in January, April, and August, right? And then staying home for the holidays, right? Like that could be like 3 months of traveling, you know, so you leave all of January, April, and August. So what you would do is you would figure out how much money does it cost to continue to cover my living expenses, right? Because you need a home to come back home to. How much money do I need to make in order to continue to cover my expenses, cover airfare, hotel, food, right? All of that stuff. And still keep my job, right? Like, that was another thing that I put in Reverse Engineer Your Future is like, you know, you actually want to choose a career that's going to align with your lifestyle choices. So if you wanted to be a traveler type person, you should get into a field that could allow you, to work remotely from anywhere, you know? So, like, for example, if you were like an online secretary, you know, for a six-figure business, like, for someone, you know, let's just say, you know, you could still, you know, or maybe not a secretary, maybe an accountant, right? Something serious like that. You can still perform that job duty from anywhere in the world, right? Like, you can be in Taiwan and you could, you know, look at your business's, you know, income and expense ratios and, you know, gather all that data for your supervisors and the owner of the business. Like, that's something you could do on a computer from anywhere in the world, right? So I went kind of broad there, but to kind of shrink it back real quick, you need to make sure you have all your expenses for your living expenses, right? Airfare, hotel, food, coming back. And you also need to make sure that you have that job security too, because, you know, maybe your job at that warehouse isn't going to like that you're constantly taking off for an entire month at a time. You know what I mean? So obviously you have to look into that as well. Yeah, once that's all calculated and figured out, right, realistically, you know, find out how much money do I need to make, right? So let's just say arbitrarily in a year, you'll spend $20,000 on traveling expenses. Like, I'm just rounding up, guesstimating. Don't, you know, purge me for getting that wrong, right? But let's just say it's like 20 grand in order to, you know, travel the way that you want to in a year. Excuse me. You would realistically need to make more than double that in order to survive, right? To keep your head above the water. So, like, what do I mean by that? Like, $20,000 in a year for you to travel, which means that rent's still getting paid, yada, 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 right? You don't want to make $32,000 a year if you're going to be spending 20, you know, unless you have ridiculously amazing, frugal saving habits. That is not what you want to do. Like, if you're going to spend 20 grand a year traveling, like, you definitely want to be making 50K a year so you can comfortably have an extra 30 left over in order for all of your, you know, miscellaneous spending, saving, investing, so on and so forth, right? So, like, the first thing about money and the 3 M's, make it, manage it, multiply it, is the make part, you know? Having an effective way to make money, right? To make a good amount of money. And then also with the make money section is having multiple streams of income, you know? Can't just have one job, right? You can't just have one source of income. Like, you have to have, you know, the job for right now, right? You might supplement that with a second job, or you might supplement that with a side hustle, with your own online business. You might supplement that with, you know, gigs, right? Every once in a while, you know, perform a marketable skill in order to make money, right? Or it could also come from investing, right? So you can have a stream of income from your job, and you can faithfully start putting $100, $200, $300, $400, $800 a month into a brokerage account that you're investing in dividend-bearing stocks and indexes, right? And you slowly but surely start building a dividend income. So you'll slowly but surely start the branch of a second income stream. Excuse me. I can't give you the specific number of streams of income that you should have, right? But just to like run it off the top, like I do affiliate marketing. I do this podcast. It doesn't make a lot of money, but it makes some money. I have a job. I do gigs all the time, mounting TVs. During the holiday season, I charge people to put up their Christmas lights, right? I also, I was making a decent couple of dollars playing poker or maybe some other table game at the casino. However, due to new stay-at-home restrictions, can't really go and do that. I might also do a food delivery service like DoorDash every once in a while to keep gas in the car without me having to dip into my main check to, you know, pay for gas. I sell my own courses, right? The four pillars of home ownership, reverse engineer your future, which reminds me, I really do need to hurry up and make my free ebook and affiliate marketing course and get that on Gumroad as soon as possible. I'm going to make a note of that. I'm going to make a note of that because I really don't want to forget that. But yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, to name a few, and I've yet to completely pull the trigger on my wallet brand, because I was having an issue with my supplier in China about my goddamn wallets that they're supposed to send me, but they will only allow me to get a first shipment if I get 500 plus wallets at a time. So ridiculous. Anyways, that's like a little roadmap of what it means to have multiple streams of income and what it will eventually mean for you. You know, like you will have a main job, you'll have a gig, you know, something that you do, a one and done type thing to make money. You will hopefully get a house and start building equity on that house. You will hopefully start investing and start creating dividend income for yourself. Hopefully you start a business. Hopefully you just continue to ramp it up. Continue to start building and building and building all these different streams of income where, you know, before you know it, you're one of these hotshots making 12 grand a month after taxes thinking, damn, I made it, you know, damn, I really did make it. So that's one of your first outlooks on money that you need to have is like the make it portion. Like let's stop only having a 9-to-5 job, going out and partying every weekend, dreading Monday, loving Friday, hating that you have to go to sleep on Sunday night. Like change that outlook into like, what do I do to make more money without losing my head? You know, what do I do to make more money in a reasonable way in order to push me to the lifestyle I want to live later on, you know? So make it's the big thing, right? After make it is manage it, right? So now we can go back to the statistic. So a large portion of Americans are going to have $2 million come and go out of their hands in their lifetime, right? People don't know how to manage their money. One of my very first episodes on this podcast, I think episode 2, was about what I was doing with my paycheck. And this was back when I was saving money to buy my home, right? What I had to do was I had to put money in a very special account called a certificate of deposit. And it was an add-on certificate, which meant you can keep adding after your initial investment. A certificate of deposit is a deposit that you give the bank that will earn you dividends. Like you'll make dividends on on a certificate of deposit. Not a lot, but you'll make, a dividend quarterly. And the cool thing about a certificate of deposit is like it's like the savings account that you can't touch until the maturity date, right? So for example, if you get a 12-month add-on certificate, right? You're adding and adding and adding money for 12 months. Let's just say on month number 7, you desperately need some extra cash to, I don't know, make your car payment or something, right? Like you cannot go to that credit union or bank that you got your CD with. Like you can't go back to them and be like, "Hey, listen, I really need $320 to pay my car payment." Like they won't let you touch a cent until that certificate of deposit has matured. It's great for people that literally, can't control themselves with money and need a very solid foundation on which to save on. Like a certificate of deposit is like a really, really, really great way to do that if you have an issue with that, like I did. To be transparent. But yeah, it's so crucial. It's like you can, like, I could grant you a wish if you wished to make $1 million a year. Like, typically, like a lot of people, it would take them a couple of years. It would take them 2 or 3 years before they actually started really saving the money. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, man, people find a way to blow money like that. I'm telling you. Like, if I told you I was going to give you $10,000 a month for a year, right? On top of you working and all that other kind of stuff, how much of that do you think you'd save? Now, here's my hunch. My hunch is you blow the first 10,000 it comes in, you blow the second 10,000. It takes you a little while to blow the third 10,000, right? And then that fourth 10 grand comes in and you're partying and dinners and nice things and stuff, and then another 10 grand comes in, another 10 grand. I guarantee you, if you started those payments in January, I guarantee you by November, like by like October 29th, like you're itching and scratching for your 10 grand that's going to come on the first. Because more than likely you're going to stop working, right? Statistically, that is. I'm not saying you specifically as my viewers, my listeners. But a majority of people will blow that money on their expenses, stop working, or not work as much, no more overtime, no more side hustles, no, right? Because I'm gonna have 10 grand come in. They'll kind of become more relaxed, more, willing to spend money and stuff. Christmas comes, oh, they'll find a way to spend the whole 10 grand at Christmas time. If a birthday comes up, oh, they'll find a way, to spend that 10 grand, one resort stay in Vegas and some table games or slot machines or whatever it is that they might do in Vegas. Like, they will find a way to run out of that money every single month. And it's not until November, December that they really actually want to start saving because they realize that this isn't sustainable. And that's just the hard truth about people. So what we need to do is make sure that we find a much better way to make money, manage it in something like a certificate of deposit or, savings account or what have you, right? And the very last thing that we need to teach people that we, excuse me, that we need to teach people and enforce people is how to multiply their money, right? So you take someone that's making a good amount of money, right? 35 to 50 grand a year. That's pretty decent if they don't have to, feed two kids and, have a bunch of ridiculous expenses, right? For just that one person making 35 to 50 grand a year, it's like if you really plan out your rent, food, and all that other kind of stuff, you should be able to save a quarter of that. You should, like, if you're making 35 to 50 a year, like you should be able to decently save 7,500, to 15,000 in a year if you don't have dependents. Maybe you live at home with mom and dad, or you have an apartment studio that's pretty cheap. should be able to save about 7,500 to 15 a year, right? So it's like, okay, so you can make that 35 to 50, right? And you can manage it so that you can end up with, let's just say, arbitrarily $8,000 at the end of the year, right? If you can do that, it's like then the multiply it aspect comes in, where you're taking that $8,000, whether it's, you know, compiled over time with you saving money from paychecks or diving in all at once, like taking that $8,000 and investing it in dividend bearing stocks and doing that year after year after year. People understand, you get to retire yourself after about 15, 20 years. You get to retire yourself following that formula. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I think we need to do a better job of pushing this out, you know, of getting people to understand, like, make your money. Okay. Manage it, save it. Don't just blow it. Don't get paid on Friday and be broke by Sunday night. Like, make money, good money, manage it, right? Budget it. Know how much is going to go to the rent and the car and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And then multiply it. Take that money and invest it in dividend-bearing stocks and indexes. Maybe you decide to save up that money, but by 2 years, you save up, you know, $8,000 to $16,000. You go buy yourself a house, you know. Make money, manage it, and then multiply it. You know, the game that you should be in now is to take fast money, Chris Johnson calls it, take fast money and turn it into forever money, right? Like, go do a side job for someone, make $100, and then immediately invest that $100 in a dividend-bearing stock. Turning fast money into forever money. See what I'm saying? So go ahead, let that simmer, let that soak in. But, you know, if you could do me a favor, I want you to repeat after me. Make it, manage it, multiply it. Make money. If you're not making money, learn how to make money. Okay? Manage it. Okay? Manage your money. Budget your money. If you don't know how, learn how. Because everyone's different, and one way of budgeting for you might not work for me, and vice versa, right? Make it, manage it, multiply it. Start looking it up, start understanding and figuring out, like, what different ways are, you know, available to me to multiply my money, right? You can multiply your money with a certificate of deposit. That'll pay you a little dividend. You can open up a brokerage on your own and invest in dividend-bearing stocks and indexes all on your own, right? You can invest in real estate. You can make $8,000 in a year and buy a vending machine and put that vending machine in a barber shop. Put it in a I'm trying to think of some other small businesses where that would be acceptable. You know, barbershop, liquor store, family-owned gas station that's not, like, super commercialized, right? You name it, you know? Another way to multiply your money, if you were to make, like, $8,000 in a year, you know, small business, right? Get some product, brand it, make an online store, and distribute, you know, or start selling, I should say, right? There's so many ways to multiply your money, you know? But I'll tell you this, you can't just make it and manage it. Because you can make it all you want, and you can manage it all you want, right? But if you're not multiplying it, then your head's not in the right game. You see what I'm saying? Like, you want to make money, and then you want to use that money to make more money, right? So you want to make money, you don't want to lose it, you want to budget it, you want to manage it, right? You want to make money, you want to manage it, and then what you want to use that money as a tool to make you more money, to get you closer to the lifestyle that you want to live, right? So you want to make money from a 9-to-5 that you hate, that you temporarily have to do. You want to manage it in a certificate of deposit, savings account, you name it, right? Whatever it is you need to do, cash under the mattress. And then you want to multiply it, right? You want to take that money, use it for what it was made for, you know, use it as a tool to create a business, to you know, leverage it to buy and sell sneakers from Ross. I mean, you name it, right? Use that money to multiply it. And then you need to manage that multiplication. And then you need to multiply that. See what I'm saying? I don't know. I know I might be getting you a little bit. I know I might be getting you a little lost here. Again, make it, manage it, multiply it. You know? Because eventually you want to get to a place where you're 37 years old and you're relaxing, not having to do the 9-to-5 that you hate anymore because you sacrificed, made, saved, and invested your money in order to live a better lifestyle. And that's another big point. I mean, money is a tool, right? We shouldn't just try to make it and manage it. We should try to make it, manage, and multiply it. Because, for example, if I were to give you a $1 million check right now, right? Maybe not even a $1 million check. Like, let's just say I direct deposited $1 million in your bank account right now. But I told you you can't use it. How would you feel? Now, your brain might immediately go, like, can't use it. Okay, well, you know, for how long, right? Oh, forever. Forever. Here's $1 million. You saved $1 million. Congrats. And you're just going to save that until you die. Can't buy a house. Can't start a business. Just save it. Just watch it and save it. How would you feel? You'd feel pretty cheated. You'd feel pretty upset that, like, damn, that's $1 million and I can't use a dime of it, you know? But it's so telling to how asinine it is to think that just saving your money is what's going to be good for you in the long run, you know? Like, you don't really want a lot of money in your checking account. You don't really want a lot of money in savings, but you do want to open up your brokerage account and see six figures, right? Like, you do, when you're 40, you do want to open up your brokerage account and see that you have $820,000 invested in different dividend-bearing stocks and indexes. Like, you want to look at your spreadsheet that's going to keep track of your dividends, and you want to see that you're going to make $75,000 this year off of just dividends, just passively making 75 grand a year off of an $800,000 portfolio. Like, that's what you want to see when you're 40. And then guess what? When you see that at 40, you're making 75 grand a year passively because you have an $800,000 trading account that's completely invested in dividend-bearing stocks and indexes. Guess what? You can travel. You can kick back and relax. You can pursue something you feel that you could never pursue when you were younger and broke, right? Let's just say at 38, you can passively make 75 grand a year. Like, okay, yeah, now it's time to learn how to dunk. Finally, hire a dunk coach, get to the gym every day, not really sweat, bitch, or complain because I know I'm going to have 75 grand coming in, you know, this whole year, you know? That's what you should be working towards, right? So to wrap it up, because I didn't even realize that I've already done 30 minutes here with you guys. Jesus Christ. The 3 M's of money. Make it in multiple ways. Manage it so you don't lose it all. And invest it to have multiple streams of income over time and get you closer to the lifestyle that you want to live. Okay? I really appreciate you listening to this episode of the podcast. Okay? Remember the 3 M's. Make it, management, and multiply it, right? Make it, manage it, multiply it. Remember that. Take that to heart. Start goal setting and game planning around that. And let me know. Let me know Let me know how that turns out for you in the next year and a half, 2 years from now. You know, hey, Vic, I listened to that podcast about the 3 M's and I'm doing good now. I still have the full-time job, but now I got the full-time job and a small business. And I've got a, you know, $10,000 portfolio in dividend-bearing stocks, you know, X and A, X and A. Again, I really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. It means a lot to me. And I'm going to continue to be rolling out episodes, whether you like it or not. And I really hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for enjoying the podcast. And I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Bye.